David Hochberg is here, the Vice President of Lending for Team Hochberg and the host of our Home Sweet Home Chicago radio show that you hear Saturdays from 10 to 1. Hi, Mr. H. How are you?
I'm outstanding. A little wet, but I'm great. Traffic was awesome coming down.
You mean awful or awesome?
Awesomely awful.
Yeah.
Hour and 45 minutes from Northbrook. It was great.
Pete ran into that. What's the deal? Why is it that if it rains...
Well,
it's
I think
like more cars suddenly populate the roads.
Well, I think, you know, I flew from Dundee all the way to Foster. And then as soon as you hit Foster, you have all the Mishigas with the Kennedy. So it just dead stop. So it was just a mess. It took me like literally an hour, 15 minutes from Foster to get in.
I know that if the roads are wet, then maybe you don't go as fast. But say instead of going 70, you did 45 or 50.
Yeah.
And by the way, people do 50 and 60 when it's raining anyway.
Sure.
If they can. But they can't because there's a car in front of them. Why is there a car in front of them? Why aren't people going faster? Why? I don't understand how rain makes more cars be on the road.
Well, I think rain, if you don't have a good car you're comfortable in or your tires are bald, and you've got challenges, I mean...
Those people don't slow down.
Right. Those are the ones that you want to get out of their way.
Everybody goes, hey, listen, speaking of cars, I just was talking to the guy from Bettenhausen. Nice guy, Todd Navarrete over there. What would I pay for a car loan? Your mortgages, but I mean, you know about interest rates.
Car loans, if you have good credit, in the fives to the sevens. If your credit challenged, you're in the you're in double digits, maybe into the mid-teens. If you have ridiculously horrible credits, it'll start with a two up to
a three. Are you serious for a car loan?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So do people do HELOCs? Do they take money out of their houses to buy cars?
Some do.
You can do that, right?
Absolutely. You can buy whatever you want with the HELOC. You could also
but if
pay cash.
4%, if you're paying 4% on that money, you don't want to take it out of your house and then.
Where are you getting 4% on a HELOC? HELOCs are like at 7 today.
Well, I'm thinking about the original loan. A lot of people are below 4, but that's not the point.
Right,
HELOC
that's a fixed
would be higher
mortgage,
than that. Yeah. So how does that work then? Say you got a $100,000 house and you've got $40,000 in equity in it. How much money could you take out of that house?
You have a $100,000 home. Which means you got a $60,000 mortgage. If you have $40,000 worth of equity, you could go to 80%, so you could pull out $20,000.
80% of 40,000 is
80% of 100,000 is 80.
Uh-huh.
And you said you had $40,000 worth of equity. So if a train left the station at 5 o'clock and went 40, no. So if you have a $100,000 home and you have a $60,000 mortgage, it means you have $40,000 worth of equity according to what you just presented, right? So $100,000 home multiplied by 0.8, which is 80%, is $80,000.
Got it.
So you take $80,000, subtract what your current mortgage balance is, which is $60,000.
Oh.
So you have $20,000 worth of equity.
And then most homes are, say, $400,000. So then maybe in that scenario, you'd have $80,000 worth of equity.
Well, it's four times larger.
So you take that $80,000 or maybe $40,000 of it, whatever it is.
Yep.
And then you would walk over to the car dealership and say, I want to pay cash for this car.
Correct.
And that would that be more in my interest than borrowing the money at 7, 8, 9% or 6%, whatever?
I'll give you the attorney answer. It depends, right? It depends on your financial situation. I know Kane County Teachers Credit Union, who's on our fine show, Saturdays 10 to 1, is offering car loans to listeners with great credit in the fives. So, but they're shorter term loans, right? They're typically... 36, 48, or 60, or 72 months, you know,
72 months is a shorter term loan now?
Well, it's better. I'm just saying it's a shorter term loan than having a 10-year interest only loan.
On a car?
If you pulled it out against your HELOC.
I haven't bought a car in a while. Do people pay? How long do people pay on cars?
Some cars, they'll go up to 7 years. I mean, for some people.
84 months.
I usually go, depends on the financing, 36 to 48 to 50, 60
months. But you're Mr. Lower the Payment guy. You're a Mr. Lower the Payment guy.
Yeah. I'm all about, it's about the monthly payment.
Yeah,
sure.
Right. So you would, like when you talk about mortgages, you say lower monthly payments.
And then you could double up the payment if you had the money to pay it off faster if you wanted to.
Yeah.
I always like a lower monthly payment because I can't tell you how many listeners over the past 25 years I've been originating loans that have gone into shorter term loans, 20 years, 15 years, 10 years. And then they call me a couple of years later, I've got $30,000 worth of credit card debt.
Yeah, but in the meantime, okay, that's one way to look at it. Another way to look at it is though, you're paying less on the principal all these years, and so you're making in the life of the loan more interest payments.
That's great, but you've got $30,000 worth of credit card debt, and you could have done the same thing I'll take the other side of that, and I respectfully disagree with you, because then you've got a shorter term loan, 10, 15, 20 year loan. Yeah, you're paying less principal on your mortgage. I'm sorry, less interest on your mortgage because you're paying your principal down, which is fantastic. But you can't afford to make the minimum monthly payments on your credit card. So now you got 20, 30, 40 G's worth of credit card debt.
You and I aren't disagreeing on that. But if you cannot pay, use your credit cards too much, you're better off with a shorter term loan.
Sure.
And a higher monthly payment.
Sure. And if people didn't get sick, lose their job, get injured on the job, somebody has a dependency problem, somebody has a sick kid, somebody loses a family member, needs to step in and help out, I could go on and on. Their car lands in a pothole in Chicago that you could lose a small baby in, and they need a front tire, a wheel, a rim, and then a front end realignment. That's $1,500 for all three of those things, and maybe some body damage on top of it.
Hey, John, we bought a car last Friday. My mom bought her new car on Monday. No way did we want to get involved in or have to pay for the tariffs.
Mm-hmm.
That was really driving people to the floor.
Well, I thought the auto dealers were going to, right? I thought it's not going to be passed on. The consumer tongue-in-cheek comment here, right? The consumer's not going to pay for increased tariffs. That's what we heard for 90 days in the election leading up to the election, right? It's not going to be passed on to the consumer, John. Don't be foolish.
I think a 20 or 25% tariff, I do believe this, will not result in a 25% increase in the vehicle.
Hmm.
You said you saw a guy at a Toyota dealership doing what?
Online. I saw something online yesterday where a guy at a Toyota dealership, the general manager went outside and he parked five of their popular models in the front parking lot. And he's like, okay, tariffs are coming. We don't know what's going to happen yet because they haven't been announced, but let's see what it would impact these five cars. He went up to one model. It said, made in America. So this isn't going to be any impact. And then he went over to another popular model, Toyota, whatever it was, made in Japan. This one's going to get whacked. And then he walked over there, made in China. This one's going to get whacked. And then he walked to another one. This is made in Texas, wherever it's made. It's made in USA. It's not going to get whacked. And then he walked over to a fifth one, and it was made in a foreign country. He's like, Mexico, I think. He's like, this is going to get whacked. So out of the five cars he had on the lot, right, two out of the five were made in the United States, won't have tariffs. And then the other three are going to get whatever comes today at 3 o'clock after the stock market closes. How ironic how that happens, right?
Hmm. Yeah, I chuckled. I was reading
Shocking.
News Nation.
Right.
And it said,
if it's
the
such great
closed,
news, what are they waiting after, for?
Well, the markets are, I don't know if Steve's got the markets up in front of him right now, but the markets have been even today, right, Steve? Are they up a little bit now, actually? I think they are up.
The 10-year ticked up a little bit. So it opened low, but then it ticked up. So
The Dow's up about 130 points right now. But I mean, across 40,000, that's not a lot. And we'll see what happens later this afternoon.
See.
But I mean, if they say, okay, it's a 25% tariff additionally on vehicles coming into this country for all makes and models, that should not surprise the market so much. That's rather what we're anticipating.
Uh-huh.
It's weird that one guy sitting around with his people in the Oval Office right now are just back of the envelope noodling some numbers, and we have to live with that. And for all we know, they're going to say, okay, psych, nothing.
Well,
or 25%.
I'll throw one out here. I'm waiting for a piece to come from Germany to fix my car that got smashed up while I was driving down when I got blasted by road junk, truck schmutz from a bottom of a truck the last time. It snowed here, right? It dislodged and it smashed in my car. $16,000-$17,000 worth of damage.
Really?
To my car. Yeah, front
Ouch.
End. Front
Sorry.
End totally smashed up. Yeah, thank God I got insurance. It's going to cost me $500 deductible. I'm waiting for one piece from Stuttgart to be shipped to Palatine to put my entire car together. I've been without a car. Everything else is done. I've been waiting for over a month, right? So my guy, I go, how's this going to impact us? He's like, I don't know. It's going to impact the insurance company. So guess what? Insurance is going to pay 20, probably 20, whatever it's going to cost more for that one part that I've just been waiting to clear customs in Germany to get here.
I got two words for you.
Yeah.
Duct tape.
Yeah, well, sure. Yeah. I told the guy, I'm like, can you just put it together and get it rolling? He's like, I wish you could. This whole thing, you know, keeps your front end together. So there you go. So, yeah, it's going to cost me more, my insurance company more, which is going to cost me more next year.
I want to talk to you about homes, but just speaking of roads, by the way.
Yeah.
I was in Phoenix this weekend, and it dawned on me as my brother was tooling us around Phoenix and the surrounding area, their roads look like they're new.
Yeah, there's no potholes.
They look like they were paved yesterday.
Yeah.
They weren't. It's amazing. I don't think I know what paved roads with no potholes are like. With no ruts, with no cracks and seams.
Amazing what happens
it's
when
amazing.
It's when you don't put rock salt down on on blacktop and then have frost and thaw and frost and thaw and,
sure, sure.
And just beat the crap out of your roads.
I think they take it for granted. If you're listening to us in Tucson, and a lot of you are, Phoenix, hello, Florida. You got that going for you.
Here's what I don't understand. We could build runways and land full cargo planes at O'Hare and Midway and every single airport in the United States without a pothole. Yeah. When's the last time you heard of a pothole shut down an airport? But we can't build a road here in Chicago that doesn't last
two. Do you know how deep the concrete is poured on a runway?
Well, that's fine. You know how many hours and millions of dollars we lose with small businesses?
Six feet of concrete.
Go down three. Okay, we're not landing planes here.
Incidentally, my estimated probability of accuracy on the 6 feet.
Sounds good. You sold it good.
57%. David Hochberg will walk you through the sands of Omaha Beach.
Yeah, D-Day
Normandy.
Beaches. They're going to be cool.
We'll talk about that in a minute.
Sure.
Hey, John Williams, I've been in the auto industry for over 37 years, and the panic for new cars is media created. Anyone in the industry knows this will not have any immediate impact on prices, but thanks for the laughs.
Take that.
847, you know the business better than I.
Love so that.
I appreciate your helping us out. What's happening with home mortgages right now?
The rates are in the high sixes, low sevens. The 10-year treasury, the 10-year note is around 4.13. It opened up. It's at 4.16, which is down from 4.5, which is down from 5.25 from a couple of months ago. So we're going in the right direction. This tariff talk has the market freaked out, so we'll find out at 3 o'clock, like everybody else, Central Time, what's going to happen. And we'll just brace for impact and react like we have been for the past 2 years since the rates have been going up.
Yeah, but I mean, what does that have to do with home loans?
Tariffs. People have less money if it does impact the cost of goods.
Living, yeah.
That'll push up inflation. That inflation is not good for long-term interest rates. Long-term interest rates going up is not good for 30-year fixed loans.
Will that lower prices then, because people know they have to borrow at a higher rate, so the sellers will have to lower the price?
Eventually, consumers will curb their spending, which they already have been. You're already seeing delinquencies on mortgages, rents, student loans, credit cards, and car loans increase, which is not a good sign that the economy is going well. When that happens, typically the consumer slows down their spending patterns, which means that the shelves at the warehouses get full, which means the warehouses don't have to buy products from the factories, and it just trickles all the way down.
But the housing business has still been pretty strong, right?
Housing has been good due to lack of inventory.
Prices stay high because of the lack of inventory.
In this market, down in the South and Southeast, the prices are coming down because the increase in volume in inventory due to the challenges of getting insurance down in Florida, it's a big problem. And the condo requirements now, having to do life of study buildings, life of building studies that are adding millions of dollars worth of special assessments on certain condo buildings that are on the intercoastal and on the coast, that's freaking people out. And some people down in Florida just have had enough with the hurricanes and tornadoes and all the weather challenges down there. So they're bailing out and getting out and coming north.
I know some people who, I know one instance, somebody's house was damaged by the hurricane. The deductible on their property was a lot, and they still would owe a lot even after the deductible, but they didn't want to turn in that claim because then they might be cut off from their insurance
company.
They'd get
canceled.
So not only do they pay the insurance, then they got to pay the repair itself because they're afraid to tell the insurance company they had a damage.
I got a buddy that's in a condo down in Florida. He lives in one unit. He owns two more because people wanted to get out, just sold it to him for cash. He had the cash. He bought it.
Yeah.
Challenges. We try to refinance his home. There's four units empty, and Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac will not certify the building because they have four units that haven't been remodeled yet.
What do you make of the business of buying down your rate?
I think it's ridiculous.
Why?
I don't think it's a good investment of money. I think I got a Rocket Mortgage loan estimate right now.
What a coincidence.
Yeah, we were going to talk about Rocket Mortgage buying Mr. Cooper. They now have $2.1 trillion of servicing.
I don't know what Mr. Cooper
is. Mr. Cooper was a servicing company where most of our listeners wrote their mortgage payments to in order to make their mortgage payment.
Oh, really?
Rocket Mortgage just took them over. There's nothing to freak out about, listeners. If you have a 30-year fixed loan at a low rate, they're not going to change it. Here's what you have to be careful about. Them calling you like they did Christine in Fox River Grove. I have the loan estimate here. This poor first-time home buyer was put into an FHA loan when she shouldn't have been put into an FHA loan. She was charged a low rate, 6.125%, which I told her was a ridiculously low rate. So I have the loan estimate. They wanted to charge her over $5,100 in discount points to get that low rate, which is didn't make any sense to save less than $100.
If you're going to be in a house long enough, it pays to buy down the mortgage.
I respectfully disagree. She has an origination point fee here that's $1,000 over a reputable local lender, and they got her into an FHA loan, which there's nothing wrong with FHA loans, but she's paying $4,188 in an upfront mortgage insurance fee, which she didn't have to pay. So here's the challenge with Rocket Mortgage, and if Rocket Mortgage wants to come after me, bring it on, and I'd love to invite you on my show.
Hey, Rocket Mortgage, if you're going to start suing people, I'm just a boy sitting here talking to a man.
10 to 1 on Saturday, send in a representative, and we'll talk about why you feel an FHA loan, 25-year fixed loan, that this listener...
Well, maybe that was just one screwed-up application.
There's many like this, John. Yeah. I do this for a living, and I see a lot of these. So now they have 1/6 of the servicing portfolio of all the loans in the United States, which means they've got access to 1/6 of everybody that's got a mortgage, and they're going to start pounding you with refinancing, and you just have to be careful with their closing costs.
I got two more questions for you.
Go ahead.
A new study found a typical Illinois single-family homeowner paid almost $1,000 more for home insurance last year compared to 3 years earlier. Why is home insurance going up?
Because we have forest fires all over this country. We have hurricanes on the coasts, and all of those costs are impacting the cost of insurance.
So they amortize that across everybody.
They spread it out all over the United States.
You are going to go with Steve Bertrand listeners or WGN listeners, a SteveBertrand.com, SteveBertrandTravel.com trip to Normandy D-Day. Next fall?
This October.
This October.
This October. We're going to tour the beaches of Normandy. We're going to spend some time in help me here because you know I'm very cultured.
Rouen.
And then Mount St. Michel.
Mont St. Michel.
Okay. And Monet's Gardens. Did I say that right?
More or less.
Okay. We're going to go to Paris, visit Versailles, the Louvre.
Oui.
And then you'll have some time on your own. So it's a great trip. Steve does a great trip.
How many days are you going to be over there?
I believe it's 9. You go to SteveBertrandTravel.com. Get all the information. It's under $6,000 per person. It's packed. We're going to be moving, seeing a lot of things, and free mortgage advice, which is at least $4,500.
So we went with listeners to Normandy a few years back.
And, how was it?
It's just a cry. Just cry.
Yeah.
It's the emotional, beach is huge. And, you know, there are not a lot of ramparts left. There's not a lot of military hardware or infrastructure. I don't know why I thought it would be. The war was a long time ago. But they've sort of reserved it as just this massive beach. And you can't help but stand there and think.
The awe?
You know, 22-year-old kids with guns getting off of boats, taking fire.
How about the cemetery? How emotional is that?
It is so impressive and so well maintained. Yeah. It's gorgeous. And they have 3 American flag ceremonies every day.
It's awesome.
And when you go to that, you're going to cry again. You're going to feel good about, you will appreciate the sacrifice that was made for freedom around the world.
And imagine what 18 and 22-year-old kids did back then to fight for liberty and freedom.
And, you know, if you have a loved one who's buried there, we did this for a friend. You can go get an etching on the cross.
Oh,
it will
cool.
take you on a tour. They'll give you a booklet about that person.
No
and that
way.
Spot. It's so impressive what they do for Americans there.
And you could put a sheet over and etch it like you could do at the Vietnam Memorial in Washington, D.C.
I'm trying to remember if we did that or they did that for us. But yeah, you can get that. So SteveBertrandTravel.com. David, it's always nice to talk to you.
Thanks for having me.
You'll be on Saturday morning at 10 a.m.
Yeah, if Rocket Mortgage wants to come on to talk about it anytime.
I know.
Saturday, 10 to 3.